His bark and bite, they're about the same. Talkin' Trees with John Eisenhower, Rosie on the House.
Mr. Eisenhower, you wanted to cover disease and insect invasion a little bit. We'll do that briefly because we've got the calls lined up, and we'll run through as many of these as we can here, wrapping up our monthly Talking Tree segment.
Well, this time of year, you know, with the very wet season we've had and the increased moisture in the landscape, there's a lot of insects that are enjoying the heavier growth on a lot of our plants, and you want to just be on the lookout for several things. You know, your caterpillars on your Texas Mount Laurels. We also see them doing some damage on some of our smaller shrubs. We also, even on our bougainvillea, be on the lookout for our psyllids on your cascalotes. We've had some whitefly issues the last couple of years on our ficus trees. Those you can usually tell, you'll see kind of a cloud of white around, you know, sometimes in your ficus trees. If you shake the branches, you'll see they're very small, the whiteflies, but you'll see the kind of a cloud of disperse around, you know, a branch that you've shaken. Those are, you know, indications you've got an infestation. Whiteflies can do a lot of damage. They can defoliate a ficus tree pretty quickly within just a couple of days. So if you start seeing some high populations like those, it might be good to get an arborist out to do a walkthrough and inspection in your yard. Some of these problems with the caterpillars and the psyllids are short-lived. They can defoliate a tree rather quickly, and it can be disconcerting. But you don't necessarily have to get out the heavy chemicals. There are some different types of treatments. We follow the integrated pest management protocol, which is to use the least toxic treatments as possible. And then, you know, if you do have some populations that need a little heavier knockdown, then of course we can bring in a labeled product and bring those under control. But if you have any doubts, or if you would like just a consultation with a certified arborist, you could come and do a look, to walk through the yard, and you might want to consider doing that to get a professional to put an eye on your landscape and see if there's any issues that might need to be addressed in terms of disease or insects and even disease problems too that are more difficult to diagnose. We've got some great trained arborists on site. I'm so proud of our Andy and Roy and Sarah, and they do a great job for our clients in getting out and taking those walkthroughs their yard and giving them a heads up on what to be looking out for this time of year.
Let's see how we can help Michael and Gilbert. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I had a question. My family and I recently moved into a house. And planted in the backyard is some kind of orchid tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just curious, like how do you take care of an orchid tree?
Well, as with any flowering tree, there's going to be a little higher demand for fertilization. You want to get a good quality fertilizer for flowering trees and shrubs, and often orchid trees are they like a little bit more iron as well, so you might want to consider some of the micronutrients as well that would be helpful in keeping those nice and full of foliage. They do need some protection from sun. They are a smooth bark tree. If you have a Hong Kong orchid, you want to be sure that they are protected from sun. Don't do some heavy pruning on them, especially this time of year. You want to probably leave, except for a little bit of containment. They can get some branches that are kind of rangy and kind of grow kind of every which way, and you can kind of tip those back, you know, cut them back to a lateral branch a little deeper inside the crown just to keep a nice balanced shape on the outside. But beyond that, you know, be very, very careful. You don't open those up to too much sun because they're real subject to sunburn.
Congratulations on the new house and your orchid tree. Let's see how we can help Timothy and Catalina this Saturday morning. Timothy?
John, Rosie, good morning. Hey, I've put in a couple of, I guess you'd call them juvenile desert willows. They've been in the ground about 5 years, and they've never really thrived, but they are growing a little every year. But one has something growing. At first glance, it looks like mistletoe, but when you look at it more closely, it's like a section of the leaves are misshapen and stunted. And if you took a picture of it, it looks like a chunk of mistletoe, but it's not mistletoe. It's actually a part of the tree.
Yeah, it could just be what they call a fasciation, which is a kind of a mutated part of the actual tree structure. And it's pretty common in a lot of trees and shrubs. You'll find little parts of the plant that will proliferate some vegetative growth in kind of some unique ways. And it's really, there's no harm to the plant. In fact, some people collect fasciations because they're kind of unique in the plant world. One of our guys brought a branch in that was fasciated the other day, and they sometimes are fan-shaped, and they're kind of interesting. But I wouldn't be too concerned about that. But make sure you get a lot of water on those desert willows. They are very, very thirsty. You might want to supplement your normal watering to try to get them to grow a little bit better.
John and Roger, hang tight. We'll finish your calls off the air. Mr. John Eisenhower, if somebody needed a certified arborist, they can contact Integrity Tree Service, Save a Tree at itreeservice.com or
602-788-0005.